daily morning prayer confessions for mothers. For your daily confessions, the Word of God says, "This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Today, God will be glorified in my life, in the life of my husband, and the lives of all my children. Lord, receive all the glory, honor, power, praise, and adoration. Lord, as my children and husband go out today, I believe by faith that you are going with them in the name of Jesus. According to Isaiah 61 verse 1, today, as my children and my husband go out, the anointing of the Lord is upon them, and He has anointed them to prosper. Because you, O Lord, are our shepherd, we shall no longer lack anything good in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today, my children will prosper. They will succeed and they will break through in the name of Jesus. Our going out and our coming in shall be blessed exceedingly. I cover my house and household with the blood of Jesus. We will be a blessing to many today in the name of Jesus. I shall leave an inheritance for my children's children in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare and decree that none of my children will die before me in the name of Jesus. I decree today that I will see my children's children. I proclaim today that I will not mourn over my husband and children in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare today that the angel of death and destruction shall not locate me and my household in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, my children and my husband shall become a fragrance of life to everyone around them in the mighty name of Jesus. The will of God will prosper in their hands today in the name of Jesus. Today, according to the word of God in Acts 1 verse 8, I pray that my children and my husband will receive the grace and boldness to declare your word and evangelize to people in the name of Jesus. My children and my husband will win souls into the kingdom of God today by their actions and words in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare that I am a virtuous woman by the grace of God, and I will do my husband good all the days of his life. My household is blessed and highly favored. We are above only and never beneath. According to the book of Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, my children shall be the head and never the tail in the name of Jesus. My husband shall be the head and never the tail in the mighty name of Jesus. Every limitation upon the lives of my children is broken and removed from today in the mighty name of Jesus. My husband shall no longer be limited in his achievements in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray that my children will receive the spirit of integrity upon their lives. And I declare that they shall be people of integrity all the days of their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray today that my children shall know and serve God all the days of their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the zeal of God into their lives. They shall be zealous for God and the things of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, God shall supply all the needs of my household according to his abundant riches and glory through Christ Jesus. The Lord shall bless our bread and our water in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, every member of my household, including my husband and children, will lie down and nothing shall make us afraid in the name of Jesus. Today, according to Proverbs 3 verse 4, myself, my children, and my husband will find favor in the sight of God and in the sight of every man and woman we meet in the name of Jesus. Everywhere my children turn to today, favor will appear and act on their behalf. Today, my household is blessed beyond a curse. Every curse upon my life and the lives of my children, husband and household, is broken by the blood of Jesus. No weapon of the enemy forged against my children, my husband, and my entire household shall prosper today in the name of Jesus. Where others have gone and failed, we will succeed in the name of Jesus. Wherever we have been rejected, they will begin to seek us out to favor us. Lord, contend with those who contend in my household and fight against those who fight against us in the name of Jesus. Today, I scatter every gathering and plan that is not of God for my life, the lives of my husband and children in the name of Jesus. My children will not be harassed or molested in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of peer pressure upon their lives in the name of Jesus. I come against every spirit of rape and sexual abuse concerning my daughters, and I decree that the spirit of rape and sexual abuse will not locate my daughters in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak into the lives of my sons today, and I decree that the spirit of violence, rage, and gang mentality will not get into their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray today that they will not become enslaved to the spirit of addiction. They will not have addictive encounters with drugs, sex, money, violence, and other vices in the name of Jesus. I cover my children with the blood of Jesus. They shall overcome today by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus. Our generation shall call us blessed. I shall be a fruitful vine around my husband's table. Through me, his quiver will be full of godly children, like arrows in the hands of the warrior, in the name of Jesus. Today, as my family goes out, I soak the earth in the blood of Jesus. Every curse upon the earth concerning our lives is reversed in the name of Jesus. We will no longer sweat to eat out of the fruit of our labor in the name of Jesus. We will no longer walk like an elephant and eat like an ant in the name of Jesus. The activities of the spirit of lack, poverty, and impoverishment are hereby terminated in our lives. In the name of Jesus. We will no longer eat the bread of poverty or drink the wine of shame and disgrace. Our lives shall be a testimony for many to see and hear about in the name of Jesus. The blessings and presence of God upon our lives shall draw many unto Christ in the name of Jesus. According to the word of God in Genesis chapter 27 verse 28, I receive God's due of heaven and the earth's riches through Christ Jesus. I proclaim according to the book of Joel 2 verse 19, I receive into my household the abundance of grain, new wine and oil today, enough that will satisfy us fully in the name of Jesus. I receive on behalf of my household and we begin to function in the spirit of wisdom, counsel and power in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray the spirit of intelligence into the lives of my children. They are 10 times better than their mates and contemporaries in the mighty name of Jesus. There shall be abundance of rain in my house from today in the name of Jesus. The Lord has blessed us and we are indeed blessed. Today, I claim the word of God in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 22. I proclaim that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are indeed righteous. We have the wisdom of God through Christ Jesus. So I declare that we are wise. We are strong and courageous in the name of Jesus. Today, I pray that my husband and my children will receive the faith that pleases God through Christ our Lord and Savior. Today, I receive into my household God's blessings of the blessing from heavens above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, the blessings of the breast and the womb in the name of Jesus. Today, I pursue, overtake and recover all that the enemy has stolen from me and my household in the name of Jesus. The glory of God shall fill our lives in the name of Jesus. The peace of God that surpasses all human knowledge and understanding shall abide with me, my husband, and my children today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, please lift up our heads and raise us shoulders above our contemporaries in the name of Jesus. I receive the spirit of diligence today. My children and my husband will stand before kings and queens, men and women of influence. We will not stand before mere men in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let our lives encounter divine, supernatural occurrences today in the name of Jesus. God shall go ahead of me, my husband, and my children to open double doors for us today in the name of Jesus. God shall grant that all our enemies who rise up against us today, whether at work, in school, or anywhere else, will be defeated before us in the name of Jesus. The Lord will grant me and my household abundant prosperity in the fruit of our womb and the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Today, the Lord has opened the heavens, the storehouse of His bounty, to send rain on our land in season. Today, foreigners will rebuild our walls and your kings will serve us in the name of Jesus. The Lord shall bless and multiply the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Today, according to the Word of God, in Psalm 91, verse 9, we are covered with the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall us, and no harm will come near our tent in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, sin shall no longer have dominion over my household, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Today, God's goodness and mercies shall follow me and every member of my household all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house and presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. If by chance you are listening to these confessions and you are yet to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the full benefits of these confessions may be withheld from you. It is only through Him that we have access to the Father and have our prayers answered and our needs met. If you would like to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I repent of them and I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. From today, come and make your place of abode in my heart and in my life forever and ever. Amen. If you just repeated those words after me, I believe by faith you have become born again and the Holy Spirit is in control of your life from now on. Don't be afraid to ask Him for anything in the name of Jesus, and God the Father in heaven will do it for you. Find a Bible-believing church that has Christ at the center of all its activities so that you can begin to grow in faith. May the peace of God abide and remain with you now and always. Amen. For more information, please visit www.oladeleakinteju.com. Thank you, and God bless.